Take a walk around the U.S. Virgin Island of St. John and you'll find numerous remains from old sugar plantations. In fact, roads and trails over 300 years old can still be found winding through the forest. The interesting piece of history is today's American countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day, for a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Although the Virgin Island of St. John was inhabited up to 3,000 years ago, very few people called this home from the time of Columbus to the early 1700s. A lack of fresh water and steep terrain made it less than ideal, but eventually it was the Danes who claimed this land.
In 1717, when St. Thomas was getting a little bit crowded and they were kind of running out of places to plant things, they looked over here to empty St. John and decided they were going to have an extension of St. Thomas.
Laurel Brannick says the British, who occupied islands within just a couple of miles of St. John, seemed disinterested in this island, though.
They sent some soldiers over. They planted the Danish flag. I guess the British grumbled a little bit, but they never, like, retaliated or nothing happened. And so then from 1717 to 1917, we were the Danish West Indies.
Today, most of the island is a part of Virgin Islands National Park. When the Danes came here, the purpose was to grow sugarcane. Evidence of their work can be found everywhere.
There's probably today over like 700 historical structures in the park. Practically everywhere you walk on a trail, we have over 20 trails. The trails are usually part of the old Danish road system, so you see things left over from the plantation days.
During the time the Danes were here, the island became a giant sugar operation. It is difficult to imagine how the cane was grown and harvested on the very steep terrain of the island.
The Europeans love to put sugar in their coffees, teas, cookies, and cakes. And sugar doesn't grow in Europe. They also liked the rum, which is like a byproduct of the sugar. At one time, I think there was about 100 plantations on St. John.
The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside on the island of St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Andrew McRae.